Okay, gentlemen, we are continuing on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, right? We just finished Daf Tes Amud Beis. We are in the middle of a discussion about where is it exactly that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai seem reversed on the issue of a Chumrah and Simchas Yom Tov. Meaning, where is it that Tov? We'll see the next example and explain it. Ella, Ikash Yahakash. Ella, rather, this is if there is a home, this is where it is. Beis Shammai remain es ha'alei lekatzev ala basar. Still on the term, Beis Shammai says you shouldn't take a leaf to use it as a cutting board for meat, and Beis Hillel says mutter. It's mukhsa, right? Alma, let's say. That means that Beis Shammai allow less. They're more stringent when it comes to the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel allow more. They're less stringent. Alma. Veramini, we have a contradiction. And we have a contradiction when it comes to the shechting of a bird or a wild animal. Beis Hillel do not allow you to dig up dirt to cover the blood. And Beis Shammai do. Beis Hillel just say, don't check the animal unless you have dirt ready. So they're more stringent. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, in our case, when it comes to the leaf, they're reversed. Beis Shammai actually said you should take the leaf, and Beis Hillel said you shouldn't. Am I? How do you know that this is the case? Dilma lohi, maybe you'll say it's different. Ad kan leika amri Beis Shammai asam eleicha deikan dekar notes av aleicha deleika dekar notes. Maybe you'll say, and we've seen this is already the third time we're seeing it, maybe you'll say there, Beis Shammai were lenient when it came to the digging of the dirt because you already have a peg in the ground. However, if you don't already have a peg in the ground, you can't move it. Just bring move a little bit of dirt. In which case, there is no permission to do that. Inami, or maybe ad kan lekari Beis Hillel hachal adi ketoras kliyala v'abahasam loy. Right here, Beis Shammai only permit the moving of the leaf to cut minana because it's an implement that's used for that purpose. However, when it comes to digging up dirt, that's not really what a peg is for, and therefore it's not really a proper kli, and therefore it is not permitted to move it on Yom Tov. We have an issue of muktzah. Okay, Ella, ikashya haka. Again, sure, these are very very limited aterim. It doesn't present a proof that either of them has a more general shita when it comes to being makel or not for issues in Simchas Yom Tov. If there's a problem, this is a problem. You don't put down a leather on Yom Tov to step on it, because that's actually part of the process of tanning the leather. You shouldn't lift it unless it has some meat left on it, because it's mukta. Vitil allow you to put it down on the ground to trample, and they allow you to lift it up even if it doesn't have meat in it. Almadas, I got Simchas Yom Tov Bishamel Homeritzel Kula. Comes to issues of Simchas Yom Tov Bishamel is going to be more stringent. They're going to allow less, and Vitil will allow more. Again, we have the contradiction with our first mission of the Masechta when it comes to covering the blood. Do you say that you can dig up a little bit of dirt to cover the blood of a bird or a wild animal? Do you say you can't shecht unless you have dirt ready? Rabbi Yechanan says it's reversed. Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, the ones who say you can lift up the leather, and Beis Hillel say the other ones who say you can't. Mimai, how do you know this case? Dilma lehi, ad kan lekam Beis Shammai, asam samel leika deika deker notes, avahaycha de leika deker notes. So maybe you'll say there, again, Beis Shammai are lenient because of the pig already in the ground, you can just move it to dig up a little dirt. It's a very limited heter. Inami, or maybe, ad kan lekam Beis Hillel, hacha ela dechazi le mizgai levea avahasam leik. Here you can use this leather is actually useful, and they were lenient to allow you to lift it up because it's actually useful to lean on it. And you can use it to cover a chair, for example. However, if it weren't for that, they wouldn't allow it, meaning it's an issue, and if it's not, again, it's a limited leniency. Ella ikash yahakash. Rather, if there is a difficulty, you'll say that this is a difficulty. Rather, Right, so Vishamite, you can't remove basically the slats that cover up a shop window on Yom Tov. They still say you can remove them and you can put them back. Right? Vishamite are basically saying you can't open a store on Yom Tov. They still say you can open a store. Why? Because if somebody comes up to you and they know you and you can whatever, they'll take something and they'll pay you after Yom Tov. And as long as there was no discussion of the money that should be paid, it's permitted. You still say you can open a shop on the basis. And Bishamai say you really can't. That's a problem because of Mekach or Memkar. Says, there are many ways of contradiction. That's it. Alma is to say, Gabi Simchas Yom Bishamai Elchum Risa Lekul. That implies that Bishamai are more stringent. They have less leniencies when it comes to Simchas Yom Bishamai Elchum. Have more leniencies. There are many in this contradiction with the issue of the shechting of the bird and the wild animal that we've already seen from that first mission. Bishlam Mel Bishamai. Again, Beishamai, there is no problem. It's not that they're generally lenient on issues of Simchas Yom Tov. It's that, in that case, there's a pig already in the ground. Therefore, you can just move it a little bit to get dirt out. It's a very limited heter, not a more general one. Ela Beis Hillel, a Beis Hillel Chasher, there's a contradiction in Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Beis Hillel would be stringent on this stage. They would forbid you from opening the shop. So the Gemara says, "Dilma like me, that's incorrect." Ad kan like Amri Beis Hillel hacha ela mishum de ein binyan bekelim ve ein stir bekelim vehasam la. You'll say that the reason why Beis Hillel are lenient in this case is because there's another issue of what's called ein binyan bekelim, meaning removing the slats on the windows to set up a table. There's no issue of binyan. Everybody will agree that from the perspective of Mekach and Memkar, there's no problem with opening a shop on the basis that somebody will take it, and they'll know that they should pay you later, and it'll never be discussed. The issue would have been an issue of Binyan Mikhailin. The issue would have been structuring, creating a table in that fashion for to put things out on. That's forbidden according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is not, because they hold Tafkid Ein Binyan Mikhailin. Okay. Let's continue the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim. Le'yitol ele imkein ani ana mi ba'od yom. You should not take, we've already seen this, you should not take the birds from the roost. Unless you've already moved them a little bit before Yom Tov. Vesil say you don't have to move them before Yom Tov, it's enough to designate them orally. This is only true about the first clutch of pigeons that was hatched by that mother. That is where the disagreement is. However, and the reason why we are makel if you haven't moved, we are macher, sorry, we don't allow the bird to be shechted on Yom Tov unless you move the bird before Yom Tov, according to Beis Shammai, is because you might really then decide that you don't want to shecht these birds. And then you would have moved them for no reason, and they're really muktzah. However, if it's already the second clutch, then already nobody's going to change their mind, and therefore it is permitted, in fact, to shech them without having moved them on Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, excuse me. And then they would have, in that case, Bishan would agree with Beis Hillel that an oral declaration is sufficient. Beis Hillel, lama leila meimer, as ever zani notel. Beis Hillel, for Beis Hillel, why do you have to make the oral designation at all? Leima. Why can't they just say, I'll take birds from here? Why do I have to say this particular bird I am going to take? And if you'll say that it's that Beis Hillel don't hold the general principle of Brera, meaning if you say, the Gemara is assuming this stage, that if you say I am taking from this nest, then it'll become clear tomorrow which one you meant when you take it, right? If you hold that Beis Hillel don't hold of that retroactive sort of clarification, don't we say in Mishnah, Hameis, Babais, Veloi, Psachim, Harbe, Kulant, Men, Niftach, Echad, Mehem, Hu, Tamei, Bechulant, Harun. If you have a dead body in a house and all the doors are closed, then all the doors are Tamei, right? We see the Tumas exiting through all doors. However, if you open only one door, then only that door is Tamei and none of the others, because it has become clear which one the dead body will come out through. If you thought to take the dead body through one door, or through a window which is big enough, which has 4x4 tfachim, and that will then prevent all of the other doors from being thought of as tamei, just like if you'd actually opened the door. That's only if you thought to do this before the person actually died. In such a case, because they don't hold of retroactive clarification. And Beis Hillel hold that even after the person already died, if you thought of this, then none of the other doors were ever tamei because the issue was retroactively clarified. So the response was no. Rabbah in fact said that Beis Hillel were only makel on this question into the future, not retroactively. Right? All of the doors and windows were tamei until you decided which one you would take out of the dead body. And Rabbi Yeshaya also disagreed with it. They also said that. That means it works for the future, but not retroactively. Rava said, La olam la mafreya. Ve'achar atayinu taima dilma metaltal v'shavik, metaltal v'shavik. Ve'ka metaltal midi deloi chazi lei. Rava says, it does in fact work retroactively. And why is it that we are more stringent when it comes to the birds on Yom Tov? Because maybe you'll pick up a bird and then put it down. You'll pick up a bird and chalk it down. You'll basically be checking which bird you want. Right? And then you'll constantly be violating Muktzah for no real reason. So we want you to think about which bird you want before Yom Tov. We don't need you to move it. We need you to decide so you won't handle dozens of birds until you find the right one. Ve'amaras mi'avayimid ve'omar zeh v'zeh ani notel tzavya. Didn't you say that if you just designate it orally, that's sufficient? How do you know just from designating orally that the animal is good for shechting? Hani mili me'erev yom tov, aval b'yom tov asur dezimnin de mishtakhi, shmonim chushim v'chushim shmonim v'kametalta midi delei chazi lei. That's only permitted on before Yom Tov, when you have enough time to work things out, when you can really see what's going on. However, on Yom Tov, you really cannot do this, because sometimes a fat one will have seemed to have been skinny, or a skinny one will have seemed to be fat, and you would have picked the wrong bird. And you'll end up being metalta muksa for no reason. Inami or maybe zimin demishakshi kulang shushin v'shavik lu v'asilem nu'im misim chatsiyamtiv. Maybe you'll see that all of them are really not particularly fat birds. You'll decide to wait a little while to fatten all of them up instead of shechting one of them. You won't have simchas yamtiv, or you won't fulfill the mitzvah of being happy on yamtiv, and that also is a very negative outcome. Hey, shkoyach, gentlemen, we'll continue, please, God, tomorrow.